Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Willing and able to communicate. That's what this program is all about. Thursday, the 2nd of September, is on the air. The good, the bad, the ugly. No, we have nothing but beauty here. Jennifer Horn is beautiful. Victoria Keelan is beautiful. Jay Kirshner is beautiful. I'm not so bad looking myself. So here we have a great start to the day. Headlines, behind the scenes, the good, as I said, the bad. Let's do good and bad. I like the story of Mattress Mac. Anybody know who Mattress Mac is? Raise your hands, please.
I don't.
Yes, he's awesome.
Really? All right, so this guy's a sells mattresses. Duh. In Houston. His name is Jim McInvale. But Mattress Mac is what he goes by. So he's been reaching out to help the residents affected by Hurricane Ida, most of them over in Louisiana. He has a company called Gallery Furniture. He delivered a lot of supplies to the area after Katrina back in 05. So he has announced now that he will shelter anybody with a Louisiana ID who comes to the furniture store in Houston. Store is sheltering 50 families at the moment, and more obviously will come over as they get the message. In addition, Mattress Mac is organizing a supply chain, a caravan over to Louisiana to deliver supplies to the area to all the residents who don't have power. What, there are hundreds of thousands of people over there. They don't have any power, right?
Yes. Still. Oh, yep.
And how long will it be before they get their power back? Any estimation?
Weeks, they think. They think
couple
it's a
weeks.
Minimum of a few weeks in some areas. Yeah.
So the this fellow, Mattress Mac, is asking people who live in his area, what they call in radio the ADI, the area of dominant influence, to bring things over that are non-perishable, obviously, because they don't have any refrigerators, so bring canned foods and water and diapers and pet food and things like that, maybe activities for children, socks, pants, any kind of clothing. He's helped residents, as I said, since back in 2005. He also helped people out in Hurricane Harvey, which was a big mess in Houston about a couple of years ago, and once again opened up his store. So he's a good guy.
A mattress
Jim
store is kind of the perfect
McInvale.
Thing, right? Because it's already almost like a shelter.
Yeah,
right.
It is. And he did the same thing with the winter storms and the power outage just this past winter in Houston.
What else do we know about this guy? This is a family store. He started it. He's running it. His father started it. It'd be interesting to know more about we all have. Often, these national mattress stores, well, like any other business, the bigger you are, the more attention you get, it seems. I thought it was interesting talking about stores, what Walmart is doing. But it's sort of confusing because they say they're going to hire 20,000 permanent warehouse workers for the holiday season. So is
they're
it for the holiday season?
After.
You got to keep them on afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is this sort of is a juggernaut against Amazon, is it not? When you get right down to it, they want they're setting up. They don't have to, I guess, set up warehouses because they got all these stores everywhere. Largest retailer in the world. So who goes in? We've all heard stories about this sort of job going unfilled because people don't want to work, or they say they can't find people. They're going to pay $20 an hour, right? Is that what they're doing for?
Yeah,
is that what they pay
the
now?
Wage,
is that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do we think about $20 an hour times 40 is $800 a week? It's better than $700 a week. Not as good as $900 a week. There'll be somebody who'll throw a dart at this. Some of the warehouse workers making a $1,000 retention bonus. And so, okay. That's not a bad thing. I'm not a Walmart fan, but this looks like. So does it change having people paid this much? Does it change the culture at Walmart? Again, those of you who shop, I'm not a shopper there, so I don't know. They ought to change
the culture of Walmart. I don't know, but I think, you know, the fact that Walmart is our nation's largest employer, I think that, you know, the fact that they're still in need of 20,000 positions, Amazon's hiring 40,000 people starting on September 15th. Mm-hmm. And so in addition to thousands of hourly workers that are going into the warehouses for the seasonal stuff, you know, with everything coming up with the holidays. So,
right.
You know,
how they afford to do it. Do they raise prices? I don't know. I mean,
Amazon made so much profit. I mean, it was like ridiculous throughout the pandemic how much money Amazon made. So
if they raise
prices, then that's just bad.
How do they do it? If in fact that's the case, what does that tell you about the retail business? And has retail cut its own throat by charging what it does? There's such a thing as keystone markup. I don't know if you know what that means. Some people refer to it as 50%, some 100%. It's doubling the price of whatever you pay at wholesale. So if you buy a pair of pants that you want to sell for, let's say, $20, you sell them for $40. And then you can discount from there because the average cost, if you look through the annals, actually Walmart's a pretty good example of this. Their average profit margin is about 30% per item. And it takes them, I think I remember reading once, 23, 24% is what it costs them to run the business. So that means their profit margin, if they are selling at 32-33% and it costs them 24% of the price to run the business, that means their profit margin is 8%. So if you buy something for $20, that means there's $1.60 in it for them, right? Is my math right?
No. I don't know. I don't have my calculator out,
but I'm going to go with what you're saying.
Sure. Yeah.
No, I think I'm off with my math. But if you take 8%, 8% of 28.
I think the larger point, so we're not, is like math in the morning is hard. I think the bottom line is it will remain to be seen, Jen's question is a good one, will they raise prices or are they going to just keep business as usual because they made billions and billions of dollars over the pandemic? I mean, we know there were certain companies and sectors that just went through the roof unexpectedly. You know, Airbnb, remember when the pandemic
out of business.
And Airbnb literally was on the brink of going out of business. People had put up the properties that they owned, and then if people who hung in there until May and June, and the entire business and the entire industry turned around. And it's been record numbers of Airbnb bookings. So we don't know. We'll have to kind of still ride this out and see what the economy does and what the virus does. I mean, that's still such a major part of this. But I think the good news, though, either way, is as pandemic insurance is ending or has already ended. Last Saturday, I know it ended in our state of New Jersey, and I think a lot of other states it ended as well. We'll see now what the next jobs report will look like. And clearly, with 20,000 to Walmart and 40,000 workers to Amazon, there's clearly places to go if you want a good-paying job.
There also are lots of farm jobs available, some of them permanent, some of them part-time. This is the time of year when harvesting takes place, and I don't know a single farmer, whether in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts and New England or around the country, that is involved in harvesting, that is growing things seasonally, that isn't looking for somebody, whether it doesn't make any difference what age you are, it doesn't make any difference what sex you are, doesn't make any difference if you can live and breathe and have the physical ability, you're hired. And there has been a big problem with that all through the pandemic, and there's a big problem even in general because Americans say they, quote, don't want to do this kind of work. Well, if you're able-bodied and you're the physical and mental abilities, capacities you have allow you to work, and then, you know, if there are these, what are they, three times you have to go into the unemployment office to prove you've been looking for work? Or something, most people fudge it. People I know who have liked being on unemployment, they fudge it. They make it up. So there's a hole there. All right, there are the other side of the bad news, I guess the good news, bad news, is that Purdue Pharma, remember them? Oh. The family name is Sackler that controls Purdue Pharma. They produced OxyContin, and they were went bankrupt after all the lawsuits against them. They were granted immunity, the family, in the civil cases. Civil cases, if I am correctly informed, are all about monetary. They're not about, you know, physical, what's happened to people because they've taken the stuff. It's you, you
know. Wrongful death when someone has overdosed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, and that's, this was such a, this was a crazy ruling by this bankruptcy judge because, people are outraged. There are nine states, and as well as a branch of the U.S. Justice Department, they objected, obviously, to these terms that the Sackler family would be protected. This has killed, OxyContin alone has killed more than 500,000 people. I mean, that's
so bad.
Crazy, crazy numbers. Mm-hmm. And so, and they have made, this family, this is a little bit of a local story for me in the New York, New Jersey area. This family has been tailed by local, by like the Southern District in New York, and they have a, there's a, one of them has a home in Jersey, and they've been, you know, investigated, and they have taken out so much money. And the problem is the judge refused to freeze any of their assets, so all they did was liquidate their assets. They've been, they, I mean, it's insane how much money this family has just siphoned right out of the company, and now they're going to walk away same as they were before. Before, the billionaires that they were before, and now they have protection against being sued for wrongful death and other civil suits. It's ridiculous. They can still be charged with a crime, but I don't know that there's enough there other than they promoted the drug, they knew it was not safe, they knew it was highly addictive. There could be a connection there, but it might be hard to pinpoint it on them.
To comment on this, I'd say in a very roughly and briefly, this is certainly an up yours to the families, the people who have been victims.
Absolutely.
And to the
Absolutely.
System.
Yep.
It really is. It's like, okay, here it is, the great American salute. Up
I mean,
yours.
This company lied to doctors. Doctors have testified them against them, saying, you know, this rep, you know, they have the sales rep that comes into the office. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been waiting in a doctor's office. You see the sales rep come in, you're like, oh, great. Now my appointment's going to be another 20 minutes late. And so, and you see them wheel in with the luggage and all the free samples. I mean, mm-hmm. the stuff that this company promised the doctors, that how well it works and how it's not addictive and it's so safe. I mean, doctors started writing scripts because they, I mean,
very
with all drugs, they basically, they
very,
listen to the safety from the pharma.
Yep. 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers in one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Alitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 23 after the hour, conveniently, it's every day at this time. It's very interesting because we pull together a lot of the things that are trending on social media. That's Jay Kirschner's job. And you'll be excited to know that once again, there's BS in the trending material. We'll get to the BS after this.
This report is sponsored by IBM. IBM announced that its 21st Century Apprenticeship Program has earned official recognition from the American Council on Education, ACE, which for the first time will allow IBM apprentices to translate their 12 months of on-the-job training for up to 45 credits, or roughly 3 semesters of college coursework from participating academic institutions. To date, IBM has trained nearly 1,000 apprentices across 17 states and 30 cities through its Earn While You Learn model. Their learning spans 25 apprenticeship career tracks, and the company also has made expanded access to apprenticeship a hallmark of its public policy advocacy. Kelly Jordan, Director of Skills, Career, and Performance at IBM.
This offers a unique opportunity for apprentices to fast-track their progression towards an associate's or bachelor's degree in pursuit of their career goals. This validation by ACE reaffirms the impact of IBM's apprenticeship model and its ability to provide in-demand skills that lead to some of technology's fastest-growing careers without taking on student debt or taking time away from the workplace.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
All right, so we have some BS here, right, Jay?
Yeah,
what's the BS?
Of it. Well, so Britney Spears' lawyer is saying he's filing petitions that Jamie Spears, Britney's father, who's been in charge over her conservatorship, that he needs to step down immediately because Jamie is pretty much trying to extort Britney Spears at this point, saying, give him $2 million and he'll go away. He'll resign, just give him
another
$2 million.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
What a piece of dirt.
Thank God she got this new lawyer. This guy does not mess around. I mean,
he
in the past.
A shark.
Yeah, and in the past, the other guy, the court-appointed guy that she had for 13 years, if Jamie Spears had requested $2 million, that guy would have just given it to him. Mm-hmm. He was clearly in cahoots with Jamie and was making $550,000 a year off of Britney himself. What other court-appointed lawyer makes that much money off of one case? No one.
Well, it's and ridiculous. Also, what other dad who's really helping his daughter asks for $2 million to step away?
Right.
Even if you do want to help and you say, wow, I really want to stay here, it shouldn't be about the money first, right?
Yes, right. It shouldn't be about a buyout. If you think that she needs the conservatorship and you believe that you are the best person for the job, then why would you need to be paid off to go away?
pretty damning stuff. I was last night I went to see Respect, the Aretha Franklin story. It's interesting how much of this kind of thing went on in her life. If you haven't seen the movie or don't know the story, there's a lot of similarity between what Aretha went through as a youngster until she just decided she'd had enough of it, about the same age as Britney, maybe just a tad younger. But between her father and managers who took advantage of her, she was really in a bad place. Alcohol and drugs and stuff. And those parts of her life I didn't know anything about, Frank. I had no idea that her father, who was a minister, was such a cur. And, this kind of stuff happens where there's money around. It changes one's personality, I guess, doesn't it? In this circumstance,
sure.
It certainly
and Aretha
has.
Was also, you know, she only accepted cash for all of her gigs. She never trusted and didn't keep anything in the bank either, as we learned from her, you know, when she died. So, there's a lot of that just bred mistrust and distrust in her. And, overall, was it a good movie?
It was. It was a very, I thought Jennifer Hudson did a very good job playing the role. Mary J. Blige plays her mother. She's good. Forrest Whitaker is her father. He's been playing a lot against type lately. He he's a pretty villainous sort in this as the father and the minister and a couple of other characters who play her husbands along the way. But it's a good movie. It's about her story, obviously, very good, and it's a good story. And there'll probably be a movie about Britney Spears, I'm going to guess. Same sort of thing. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia Corporation has announced the reopening of its consumer-centric brand experience venue, Kia 360, in southern Seoul. Kia 360 is the company's first public space dedicated to showcasing its brand's offerings. It has reopened in line with Kia's new brand strategy of empowering customers with its inspiring movements. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Historic rainfall and flash flooding caused death and destruction across the northeastern United States overnight. The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as power was knocked out to roughly 250,000 people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. Most subway services were suspended due to heavy flooding in New York City. Newark Airport recorded 0.5 inch of rain in 6 minutes Wednesday night. Today we can expect a high risk of excessive rain and flooding from central Appalachians to southern New England. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards put out a call for help from Ida's wrath.
Our people have taken a pretty good lick here from Hurricane Ida, but our people are very resilient and strong as well. Having said that, we need all the help that we can get from the federal government, from the nonprofit sector, from the faith community, and certainly from us at the state level and working with our local partners as well.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GZN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Supreme Court of the United States voted 5-4 to allow the heartbeat law in Texas stand. After 6 weeks of pregnancy, it is now illegal to get an abortion in Texas, protecting the future child. Pro-abortion advocate Amy Hagstrom Miller held a press conference.
I'd like to take a moment to share with you all what the final hours of legal abortion care looked like in Texas last night. Whole Woman's Health had staff and physicians providing abortions in Texas until 11:56 is the time we finished our last abortion in Fort Worth last night. Our waiting rooms were filled with patients and their loved ones in all four of our clinics yesterday. We had a physician who has worked with us for decades in tears as he tried to complete the abortions for all the folks who were waiting in our Fort Worth waiting room. Marva Sadler, who is the plaintiff in this case and who is our director of clinical services in Texas, was on site, also in Fort Worth, working with our physician to see every single patient. She called me at 10 p.m. with 27 patients left in the waiting room, and both she and the doctor were crying and just asking me, What can we do? How can we be sure we can see all these folks? Keep in mind the anti-abortion protesters were outside this entire time from the moment we opened at 8 until we closed at midnight. And once it got dark, they got giant shining lights and shined the lights on the parking lot. We were under surveillance. This is not abstract. This is real for our team.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And you're here. So that's a good thing. I am going to make a quick, brief statement. And maybe this will put it to rest. Or maybe it'll cause more controversy. There are, in my mind, my own feelings about Joe Biden have always been mixed. I'm not a fan of some of his politics. I think he's an okay human being, subject to the same vagaries that all of us are when it comes to family and friends and how we take care of ourselves first, you know, all that stuff. And the hoopla about him looking at his watch or whatever he was doing during the ceremony for those 13 men that came, 13 soldiers, I think there were a couple of women in there, they came back that were killed in Kabul. It seems to me that we all have better things to do with our time. There are more important things to criticize him for. And I guess my observation is, have we reduced this, our focus and our interest level and things that bother us to this level. Here's the thing.
You know, I don't even like having this conversation because this is about bodies coming off of a plane. It's not like he's outside waiting for a FedEx package. These are men and women who died in a thing in an accident that didn't
happen,
terrorist attack.
Okay, that's fine. I agree with all of that.
According to the family members who were out there standing next to him on the tarmac, and I know that there are, you know, Victoria says Snopes debunks it. He looked at his watch 13 times. If you watch the video, every time a body rolled out of the plane, he looked at his watch. I saw it with my own eyes. The family members saw it with their own eyes, who said that, and this is with the direct quote from one of the people, from one of the families. He said, it happened every single time one came off the airplane. It happened on every single one of them. They would release the salute, and he would look down at his watch on every one. All 13, he looked down at his watch.
So what?
Do you have someplace better to be?
No, that's not.
Is the implication that now that Joe Biden is a heartless robot who doesn't care about human life?
The implication is that Joe Biden ran on being empathetic, and the Gold Star families, who are now Gold Star families because of his ineptitude leading us out of Afghanistan, they've said that he won't even look them in the eyes. They've tried to talk about their time with them. All of these Gold Star families have talked about the fact that they felt disrespected by the president, and that's a big deal because his job is to keep Americans safe, and his job is to be someone who can comfort those families who have lost. Look, we could talk all day long about the politics behind the withdrawal and all that, and I know we'll all feel different ways, but we should be united in the fact that if someone makes the ultimate sacrifice, they should be comforted by whoever's sitting in the White House, whether that's Biden or Trump or whoever. It shouldn't even be political. It should just be what you do as the president.
The statement, we should be united, is something that doesn't, it rings hollow in some circumstances. It doesn't with me. I think we are on a road that almost goes nowhere, and there is it's almost unfixable how we have divided ourselves. Some of the substance of the division is important. Some of the substance of the division is unimportant.
I can tell you right now, we
don't know what was in his mind, Jennifer.
Well, I haven't the slightest idea. If there was anything
was
in his mind at all. I mean, here's the thing. I've heard people who are saying, you know, he has a tic that he's looked at his watch in other situations where he's constantly looking at his watch, and so he's got a tic. I've heard that. I've heard people say that he wears a rosary from Bo that was looking down at his wrist. But if you're getting this criticism, which he is. He's getting this criticism. You saw it. He talked about it. They asked Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing why the president kept checking his watch, and she wouldn't answer the question. Now, if you had the opportunity to say, gosh, he's wearing a rosary from his dead son, and he's looking at that because this was really hard for him, why wouldn't you just say that, and you could put it to rest?
I think that's a failing on her part. I am not a huge fan of hers by any means.
I'm not either.
I don't think she's
a lightweight.
I don't think she's going to be in that job for very long. There's a lot of turnover in that position anyway as the White House press secretary, but I just don't think that she's very effective.
All right, while we're digging around over there, General, is it Miley? How do you pronounce it? Millie or Miley?
Millie.
Okay. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says that it's possible that we will seek to coordinate with the Taliban on counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan against some of the ISIS militants who are there.
Aid. Fill in the rest of that. Millie said it's possible we give the Taliban aid.
Yeah.
That's the big story.
Huh?
I don't think he meant money aid, but aid. We have lots of drones that can easily provide aid that we were giving to the Afghan army and the Afghan government. So there's a lot of other stuff that is not just, I know aid, people think, you know, we're writing a check. I don't necessarily think that that's what it is. It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah, there's enough stuff going on. Apparently, Trump's been going around talking about how much was left there, and that's been debunked in terms of the amount of the 83 billion.
It hasn't been debunked.
I saw three or four different circumstances where
the $83 billion, that's over the last 20 years. And it's not all equipment. That money went to salaries, and it went to training, and it went to all kinds of different programs. It was not just equipment. And Trump always, this is what Trump does. I mean, this is why his people love him. He drills it down into making it one sentence, $83 billion in equipment is left there. And that's just not accurate. accurate.
But the other side of it is that that we ought not to have left anything there.
Why did we leave all that equipment behind? This war, if you want a real number, from Brown University, cost us $8 trillion.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's how much it cost over the course.
It's like the money that we spent in Iraq. We have wasted, we have frittered away trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars because of the bad leadership of George Bush and the whole, this marching band that somehow or other convinced everybody that we needed to go into Iraq, which was complete. It's like going into Vietnam. There's so much of this stuff. And then you come back around to the importance of the military-industrial complex and how much influence they have. Going back to that Bush vote, looking at the amount of money that was, if you look at the campaign contributions from the likes of all the contractors, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, go through the list. There are dozens of them that have loaded up campaigns for the re-election of congressmen and senators that were the ones that gained from doing battle, if you will. And in terms of the situation in Afghanistan, all it was a big tax drain on all of us. And to bring it to, you know, to today, to fast forward to all the discussion about tax increases, we got to tax the rich, or we got to pay more, and how many trillions of dollars in the hole? Look at how much of that stuff has been spent by Democrats, Republicans, all these people who say that they're there to lead and to help you out because they want your vote, and we can give you this and that. It's just BS.
In such a vulnerable place now. We are less safe because of what has happened in Afghanistan. The Chinese have enriched themselves because of what's happened in Afghanistan, and our debt is ridiculous. We are in a very scary place that is much worse than when we were vulnerable for 9/11. And just to your point about the equipment, the reason that there is the idea behind, the reason President Trump says I would have blown up the equipment I left behind, because for whatever reason, I would be with you, Doug. I would try to take as much of it with me so that we could reuse it again. That seems fiscally responsible. But for whatever reason, they can't take it with them. The reason Trump says to blow it up is for the same reason that we saw maybe they should have done that yesterday when the Taliban has a military parade wearing our uniforms, using our equipment to parade through the streets of Kabul, and then using and mocking us and mocking our allies with coffins draped in American flags and British flags.
You know what I find
That's
interesting?
Not a great look.
No, but the mission on the part of the employees of American Airlines, Delta, United, they sent over, I think I told you the story of all of them, it's well known that they sent three or four of their largest planes, each airline, to ferry all the Afghanistanis and Americans and everybody who wanted to get out to various air bases or from the air bases to back to America or wherever their homeland was. And I saw something about some of the flight attendants and actually some of the pilots as well, because they had crews that would go over. They had a dozen flight attendants, I think, in each plane. They'd take turns and time off, and they had as many pilots. They just kept flying the planes. They just kept them in the air. Bring a load, dump them off, let's go back. But apparently, some of the flight attendants and pilots as well served as interpreters and troubleshooters. They brought with them on their own diapers and teddy bears and things for the children, all out of their own pocket. And I think there's something to be said about, about Americans, people who, are critical of whatever. I was looking at the story of Hope Williams, who was a flight attendant for United. She said that this experience will stay with her forever. She recounted a mixture of really being afraid of some of the people, who's getting onto my plane, and then looking at the faces of all these evacuees. She said that on the plane that they were flying back and forth and back and forth, there were thousands over the course of the 8 days they did this. They brought mostly their planes. The United planes were assigned to bring the refugees from Qatar to Germany and then on to the United States. And I was remember the other day, I was trying to remember where the base was. It was in Qatar. So they were bringing, the Air Force planes were bringing people to Qatar. They were bringing some of them to Germany and some of them to Japan. But I just thought, I looked at this and I thought, you know what? We got all of this huzzerai about the problems here. And here's a crew of employees who volunteered to work. The companies asked for pilot volunteers, and they asked for, when they put this all together, they didn't assign pilots, they didn't assign flight attendants, they put the word out through the unions, we're looking for pilots to do this, we're looking for flight attendants to do this, and all these people that went were volunteers. And I thought it was kind of cool, this woman's name was Hope.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. When you think about there were about 1,000 employees at the airlines that were a part of this evacuation between all of the various planes and stuff. I just thought the way it was handled by them, from what I can see anyway, is a credit to American, just American goodness to the people that work for these airlines. You know, we have a lot to say because sometimes there are bad people that shouldn't be in these jobs. But by volunteering to begin with to do something like this, you're saying something about who you are. And then you go on to the experiences that they had. Just, I don't know. It actually made me feel quite good. So, something to think about. And I'm not a, and it isn't even about, you know, I'm about to say I'm not somebody who uses United. But you know, that kind of stuff we get involved in this petty stuff, and it takes away from the goodness that happens. I go back to Biden for a second and looking at the watch. You know, I don't really give a damn whether he was there or he wasn't there or any of the other ancillary things. I'm thinking about the 13 people that died for no good reason. And that's the story, not whether Joe Biden was looking at his watch. At least for me, that's the story. Maybe for others it's different, but for me, that's really kind of where it's at. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank, or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a focus first on Apple. Let's find out what the apple of your eye is. Get what I'm doing there, Victoria?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is a story you're probably not going to like, but it's one that I'm very excited about. So Apple has announced that the first U.S. states that it will support in iOS 15's new ability to store driver's licenses and state IDs in the Wallet app, where you also store your credit cards. Arizona and Georgia will be leading the way. Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will follow after that.
What does that mean, though? What are you?
What it means is that those states have signed off on allowing you to add your driver's license or your state ID in case you don't drive. You can add that to your iPhone. I don't know if you've ever used the Apple Wallet. That's where it scans your credit card, and your card is stored, and then if you've been in Starbucks or any other store that takes Apple Pay, you see people holding their phone up to the little scanner, and that's how they're paying through their credit card. It's going to be the same thing with the driver's license. It will be stored in the same encrypted way. Apparently, the TSA has actually agreed to do this as well, so that as you're checking in and going through the security lanes, Apple's mobile ID will allow people from those states to actually have the TSA scan your phone. Scan your phone, and then you're, off on your way. So after scanning your license or your ID with the phone's camera, then you're also required to provide selfies that your state can use for verification. So essentially, it's the way that the Apple camera scans your face for face recognition to open up your phone. It's going to be that same thing, and that's an extra level of protection and security. One of the other things that's interesting about it is that Apple's once again emphasizing that the privacy protections that it has in place is top-notch. And we know the biometric authentication is required, things like that. But one of the other things that's really interesting is that Apple is apparently trying to address the concerns that some people have raised about mobile IDs, what that could mean with for interaction with the police and other law enforcement. And so the way that Apple has done this now, if you are pulled over and you have your ID on your phone, you do not have to open your phone and you don't have to hand your phone over to a cop. They will just scan it and nothing pops up except your information on their end. So this was something that initially people complained about because they don't want to hand their phone over to a cop. And I don't blame them. And so, or TSA agent. And so Apple apparently has come up with a workaround for that.
So are we to believe the police officers will have a device like the people at the movie theater or wherever it is so they can just
that's a good
scan?
Analogy. Yes.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if... my God, we're being taken over by the drones and the technology of the world. It's 56 past the hour. In a moment, something new being required by Instagram right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so Victoria, what's cooking with Instagram?
Well, Instagram is going to begin prodding users to share their birthday with them if they haven't already done so, and this is going to start popping up this week. You're going to see notifications that says add your birthday to personalize your experience, but really what this is about is that this is the longer-term plan is because they want to make sure everyone is at least 13 years old being on the platform, and we know that there have been a lot of issues with creepy and adults contacting children, and so Instagram is trying a whole series of methods to prevent that from happening and to protect kids as much as they can. So Instagram says users who have not yet shared their birthday will begin to see the pop-up notification when they open Instagram. You can only dismiss it a few times, and then you're going to get locked out if you don't add your birthday. So you're going to have to be doing that soon.
When you're talking to the doctor's office, you have to give your birthday before they start the conversation. So it sounds like a certain type of ID required. Okay, so there's that story.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.